From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish police have detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Atatürk airport in connection with a gun attack that killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. That's according to the broadcaster NTV reporting Tuesday. No further details were immediately available. The gunmen, however, had fought in Syria for the Islamic State jihadists, according to a Turkish authority report Tuesday, as they have intensified their hunt for the attacker. Turkish authorities have arrested eight suspects. This Turkish security analyst believes the attacker was careful in his preparations.
It was not planned as a sort of suicide mission. It was planned as an hit and run, mission. The attacker, right now, he is on the run, and he planned his exit strategy, and with a network, surely, he managed to escape from the attack zone. And the second characteristic, he was not an amateurish guy.
Turkey's military, backing Syrian rebels in the four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria Tuesday, say that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire Monday. In a roundup of its operations over the past 24 hours, the army said its warplanes destroyed four Islamic State targets. South Korean authorities said Tuesday they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yu-ra, the daughter of a central figure in a South Korean political scandal that has led to a parliamentary vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye. Chung is being held in Denmark after police arrested her there Sunday. VOA News.